Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I'm out of breath. Right, get this. I'm out of breath because I was singing Papa Hum Mau Mau. A papa 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 hum mau mau papa hum mau mau papa papa hum. I was singing that. And that has made me out of breath. Well done, people who were here early. Get a little 3 minute, 2.5 minute Brucey bonus. If you're listening to the podcast, welcome. Let's say this at the beginning of the podcast, because we always say it towards the end, and I don't think most of you make it. If you are listening to this podcast, you are most likely a Patreon, and that means you're paying for this. And Catherine and I genuinely cannot thank you enough. We are so lucky that we have created, along with you guys, this community where people feel like they want to dip in their pocket and support us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Every single penny makes a difference, particularly for Catherine over the last 8 months, because she's 9, 10 months maybe, because she's not been working. She starts working again in September. So, yeah, for the last 8, 9, 10 months, she was getting all the money. We agreed on that. I was doing Jack and counseling and stuff. No one was getting rich. I don't want to do a sob story about it. People are homeless. No one was getting rich. However, we're now splitting the money again, which is fantastic for me. But your support is gratefully received. And we thank you, thank you, thank you very much for it. Ladies and gentlemen, you please welcome my queen, your queen. It's Katarina Boylski.
Peace.
Peace out. I was just doing, because we never do this at the beginning, Catherine. I was just doing the thank you to our Patreons. We always do it at the end.
Yes.
And let's be honest, most of them are lazy bees. They probably never make it to the end. So I was just thanking them, saying how important their support was and how grateful we are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have been so, so, so supportive over the years. When times have been tough, when times I haven't been. And it's just been nice to know that you're out there and you're on our side. So thank you.
Thank you, team. I am really conscious of trying to make, because people are watching us. And let's just quickly go through there. Nelly, Super Saint, Richard, Daniel, Paul, Debbie, Quiet Bloke, Itzumpa, Marcus, Roger, Melissa, another Mark, Gatford, Ashley, Linny, Kater for Zermatt, Pody, Villa Forever. I think that's everybody. So people are watching this. And so I'm very aware it's a visual show.
Yeah.
But I'm also aware, Mr. Bodell, I'm also aware that people listen to this as a podcast, and it's really been on my mind recently of making this as audio friendly as it is video friendly. Thank you, Catherine. Yes. And I think I'm getting close. Last Thursday and Friday's shows. Can you just talk at your normal volume? Because I'm peaking.
Yes, 1, 2, 1, 2. I did notice on Friday's show, my microphone was very, very low and you were hot.
No, no, your microphone was fine. You don't talk into it. You
That's not
this.
True. I checked the video. That's not true. Oh, the video. I'm not going to have you All gaslighting right. me on that.
It's true.
I think anyway, you turned my mic down on purpose for power.
For power. Roger says, I very often listen when I'm herded live. TBH. I very often just listen when I'm herded live, TBH. You want to type that again, mate, and you want to type it in English. That's what you want to do. Anyway, last Thursday's and Friday's show, I believe we were back on form. We've not been off form, but we maybe lost our focus a little. Last Thursday's and Friday's shows, we was back on form. Paul says, no spoilers, I'm catching up on Thursday and Friday. We were back on form, Paul.
We were.
And I think that form can continue. There are a variety of reasons. I think I'm slightly more invested in it now the money is being split again. And that doesn't mean I wasn't consciously not as invested in it before, but there is a difference to that. Also, I think our lives are in a significantly better place than, you know, 6 months, 8 months, a year ago. And also, we're just great.
Also, most importantly.
We're just great. But also, stuff is happening. I've been in the hot tub today.
Oh my.
I have a bit busy day today. I've had chat with my psychiatrist. I've had 4 clients. I've had my eating has been I don't want to dwell on this too much, but I binged. I had some leftover mashed potato and I had that and there was too much and I had a whole tin of beans and I'm eating it really quickly and I'm eating it quickly. We'll do fun stuff in a bit, I promise. I'm eating quickly because my head knew it was too much food and if I thought about it, I would have stopped. And then that would have been a pain because what, do I chuck it? Do I put it in the fridge? Can you reheat mashed potato for a second time? So I ate it and I ate it so quickly and so much of it. I was bloated and I had terrible stomachache, like really like painful. So it's been a weird old day. But then after the clients, I went in the hot tub. Go on, Catherine.
You can freeze it.
Okay. All right. But it had beans all over it. You probably could anyway.
You're eating it.
It was honestly, it was painful. It was binging, and I know we can talk about that in a bit. I know partly why I'm doing that. Then I went in the hot tub, and the hot tub water, crystal clear, because I put chlorine in it, and I also got a clearing aid that you put in there. So the plan is, I'm going to use it Saturday, and then I'm going to drain my tub.
Oh,
God, dear me.
We've all got dreams, man.
Oh, Quiet Bloke says double fried mash. I forgot of frying mashed potato.
Oh, you can make cold cannon, I guess.
So I'm going to drain my tub on Sunday because I'm not here for 2 weeks. June, who's staying here, I don't think she's a hot tub kind of lady. She's an old lady.
So she's got plans for that hot tub. You wait.
She won't be getting in there. She also, I wouldn't ask her to treat it with chemicals. So I'm going to drain it on Sunday, which is good because there's a massive air bubble underneath it that's doing my nutting. So that's my day. How is your? I've got so much to talk about. I've made notes again.
Right.
So
yes.
Tonight is going to be a humdinger. If I were you, I would get your video cameras and I would point them at the screen and record this just in case our recording doesn't work.
I also have some stories.
Go,
first,
go for it.
Oh, today I've not done very much really. Although I did have a mad middle-aged moment of my dad's away for the day and said that he'd had a record had arrived and apparently been delivered and he was worried that it was being propped up against his front door and it might be
Christ.
In the heat, right?
It would warp.
Exactly. So he said, could you go around and check on it for me, Kate? So yes, I went over there. I grabbed my keys.
Who?
Kate.
What?
Yes.
I call you Kate. I get a slap in the chops.
No, you don't. So I said, yes, I go over there. But first the loo. So I nipped the loo and then I came out. I couldn't find the keys anywhere. I couldn't find them anywhere. Then I found some keys that my sister had lost, her set of keys that obviously someone had lent to me. And I thought, oh, I've got her keys, but not my own. I wonder what's happened to my own. turned the living room upside down, then remembered I went to the loo. They were there in the sink. Anyway, so then I went over to mum and dad's. And
smeared in excrement.
No, but kicking myself all the way back, thinking, what an absolute, well, how bonkers, just a massive brain fart.
You do that quite a lot. We both do. I'm constantly, when we're leaving, where's my wallet? Where's my wallet? Oh, it's in my pocket. And you do that quite a bit, misplace things.
Yes. I start out with everything in my hand. Then I'll get distracted. I'll do one more thing. You know, I'll do a Columbo. One more thing before I go. And that is where things will get mislaid. And I'll get so. And the thing is, I get so frustrated with myself that it makes looking for things virtually impossible because my brain is too busy calling me a dickhead.
The trick I read and I do is I say the thing out loud I'm looking for because you go blind to it. You go blind and you can walk past it and look at it and you don't see it. So I will say, mobile phone, mobile phone, mobile phone, because then it keeps reminding your brain, because our brains are dumb, right?
Yeah.
And it keeps reminding your brain what it is you're looking for, because within 5 seconds you've forgotten it and you know you're looking for something. And so, yes, that is my thing.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Very annoying. So that's what happened to me today. Apart from that, nothing. I've discovered Lidl, right? Because it's got so ridiculous at the supermarket near where I live. So ridiculous. Look, here's an example. Not just the prices, but they are rejigging. And I know that we have representatives of this store in, so I would like to register a complaint. I went to find cat food. I went to the pet food aisle. I walked along the pet food aisle. Dog, 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 dog. All dog! All dog all the way along, to the point where I had to double check myself. Was I dreaming? Was this one of those dreams where you're looking for something in particular and everything is wrong, right? It was one of those. Then I saw a nice lady with a top on that said, "I'm here to help." So I thought, aha, the very person.
Help me.
Excuse me.
Help me, lady.
Am I going nuts, or have you banned cats in this store? She went, "You're not going nuts, but when I show you where the cat food is, you'll think we have." It was not around on the other side of the aisle. You can think, well, maybe this is a dog heavy place and the overspill
goes from aisle 12 round to aisle 13.
That would make perfect sense, right? I mean, it'd be odd, but it makes sense. No, what? No. Not 12, not 13, but 15 is where the cat stuff is.
Why would they do that?
The first row of fridges.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
I know that they move stuff around like every 3 months or something because it encourages you to walk through different places and go, the bread was normally in aisle four. They don't move the bread, but the foreign food was in aisle four. I'll have a look. Oh my God, no, it's not. I can only think of foreign food. Sauces.
Yes.
Sauces.
It just makes absolutely no sense why
people will.
This.
The real Gatford says this in the chat. Did you double check yourself before you wrecked yourself?
He's a hype man now.
The real fans will remember a great show I did on Jack FM. Oh my keep checking their Facebook page. There's a Japanese word for small pleasures, something like omashanu or something. It's omashanu. Maybe a bus turns up just as you get to the bus stop, or you find £10 in an old jacket. What are your omashanu? What are your small little pleasures in life? Give us a call or put your comment in the thing. Zero comments, one like. Anyway.
My pleasure is putting a like on, but no explanation.
I think I was on Jack when I first discovered Aldi. And it was, you know, when by the way, this applies to everyone, I think. I had a message from Octopus Energy. In July, energy is going down. That's great.
Well, praise be.
Well, but then it said, it will still be twice as much as it was before the last rise.
And you're still in credit for no apparent reason, and we're holding on to it. But apart from that, good news, guys.
So I'm going to give them a low reading for this month. So that I can get the savings over into the next month. That's my plan. Okay. So I discovered Aldi, and it changed my life. And I did a whole show about you'll never guess where I've been, and I was raving about it. God, I started Jack a year ago. So that was probably 6, 7, 8 months ago. And I love it. I love Aldi. I'm a big fan of it. But Catherine, you went for Lidl. Can I ask why? And can I share the revelation with everyone? Because it's like seeing Christ.
It was the closest one, right? But I am going to try out Aldi as well, because I'm now open to the universe in a way that I never have been before. I don't know why. I'm a fool to myself, Ian, because I should have been trying it before. But I have found today Lidl, you see. You've got to be careful around that centre aisle, because that's where the mayhem happens, right? They had gazebos in there today, Ian, and they had marquees.
I look at the centre aisle for fun and amusement, but it's not for me, because I don't need a solar-powered set of screwdrivers. I don't need... Well, I did when they had track slacks... if they didn't have XL, otherwise, yes, I would have bought two pairs.
Yeah.
You have to be careful in that middle aisle.
Right.
That's the end of that story.
Correct. Correct. It's correct. That's where the fun stuff happens.
Can I show you a funny thing, which I've just found on Twitter, and I'd seen it before, and I can share this with you now, because you will get it. Hang on one second. We've got to
Graham says
this.
He bought a fake fireplace for the middle aisle.
A fake?
I bet you didn't go in for that, did you, Graham?
Let me make you bigger. I said, let me make you bigger.
Bigger still, sorry. Have my mouthful.
This will be
carcinogenic pop, apparently.
For the viewers, I am moving to Twitter to show a video that I saw a long time ago, but Catherine is now one of us. She can see it. But my God woke up on the wrong side of his bed, and it just don't matter now, little by little. It's good, isn't it? For those listening to the podcast, there are two Lidls right next to each other. Just have a look at that again. Woke up on the wrong side of his bed, and it just don't matter
now, little by little. I love it.
It's good, isn't it?
Today, I managed to do a... the other day, I managed to do a shop.
Hang on. You started with, today, I managed to do a... I'm glad for you,
Catherine. On both days, I've got away with paying half of what I would have paid before. I got four decent-sized rump steaks for £9.99. That was an expensive do. But the meat is great in Lidl. Yeah. I love it. And also, when I was in there, I picked up two dupe perfumes for the girls. Not dupe, that's a 90s favourite. Dupe. So one of them smells like Chloe, and one of them smells like La Vie Belle, and they're pretty good. £5 each.
Glitter Kitty Jones says Aldi's Jo Malone knockoff candles and perfumes are life changing. I've bought some candles, and I bought the sticks. And you were having you were in my downstairs toilet, and you went, oh, that stick. I don't know what you call the stick.
The reed diffuser.
The reed diffuser's nice. I said, yeah, it cost me about £1.50 from Aldi. Imagine.
So good. So good.
So
because the girls are at an age now where, you know, they're sort of, one of them is preteen, one is well into her teens. And they, you know, basically what boys do with links, girls do with perfume. So they go out in a big cloud of it.
There is she may have it, but there is a present coming to your house for Little'un from me. She may have it already. I was online and I was doing something and I went, oh, that's there. I might as well just click that as well.
Well, that's so very kind.
I'm a very kind man.
Thanks in advance.
Speaking of children, last week, I think that was on the... anyway, one day last week, my eldest son's voice broke. He was... I don't remember him having a man's voice in the car on the way over. This was Friday, I think. So maybe we mentioned it on... maybe we didn't mention it on the show. I think we mentioned it on the Zoom meeting. So after the show on Friday, he stayed in the hot tub for... he was in the hot tub for 5 hours, right? Was this last Friday? It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And he was in the hot tub
because
for 5 hours.
An adventure on the way home, if you remember.
And we're going to get to that. Mm-hmm. And so we went and... me and Catherine went and sat in the garden. We had some food. We got a little fire going and we were chatting to the boy. And I noticed that while he was in the hot tub, he was talking like this. I like Valorant. Or whatever it was he was talking about. I don't know. And... his voice had a broken. He's 13 and a half. And if I'm honest, I cried that night. I cried the next day when he went home. Because it's a big thing. And I was hoping I'd get a little more baby out of him. But he's, you know. And he's asked me this before and it didn't register. And he said, Dad.
Why does he become a Mitchell brother?
Dad. He said, Dad, what do you think of mullets? And I said, well, I think they're awful haircuts. I said, I don't think they've ever been in fashion and they never look good on anyone. Oh my God, you want to get a mullet, don't you? And he said, yeah. And I went, right, okay. Those are my thoughts. However, I am totally aware that they are in fashion, right? And so also... you are now 13 and a half. I have no control over your body. It's nothing to do with me now. So if you want to go and get it done, you go and get it done. I can't say no. And whatever I think, first of all, you'll look great, whatever, because you're a handsome boy. But whatever I think, it's not up to me anymore. I'm not the guy taking you to the barbers going, take a little bit off.
Yeah.
Stand at the back. Yeah, looks good. So, yeah, I think he's... and he said a friend of mine's got it. And I'm, again, a kind of, excited that he is... this is another step to... well, this is autonomy. This is body autonomy he is displaying. And, you know, it'll look shit. That's fine. I'm being slightly mean. The lad that was on Married at First Sight Australia. I think that's the kind of way they're going. You know, and I'm not supposed... the kids are supposed to do things that their parents don't like. That's what it's about.
You're not supposed to like their haircuts. Everyone has got the right... we always talk about this, don't we? Everyone gets to go in the dressing up box if they want to, right? Everyone gets to experiment with that stuff. It's just clothes. You can take it on and off. And hair is the same. Hair will grow back, okay? Yeah. We've all had shit haircuts in the past.
Exactly.
Also, the mullet thing has got a connotation for us that it doesn't have for the kids, right? Yeah. Let him play.
David says, you're a better man than me. I couldn't handle that. Are you live and are you speaking about the mullet, or are you not live and you're speaking about the voice breaking? So there were two big things where I thought, I was going to say he's not mine, and what I mean by that is he's now his own real person.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.